Every year, thousands of British children are sent to pupil referral units, or PRUs. These are schools of last resort, catering for children who've been excluded from mainstream education for a variety of reasons, but mostly because their behaviour is deemed to be too disruptive or violent for the teachers to handle. Now, a theatre company is working with a group of students in southeast London to put on a play about their lives inside PRUs. Chloe Hajimatheo has been along and sent this report.
Just stay here. You're safe in here. I'll lock the door. But you need to tell me what's happened.
Money.
Did he want you to pay it back to him?
He said he's going to shoot me, but I don't have any money.
This isn't a rehearsal in a professional theatre. It's happening in a centre that takes on some of the worst behaved students in Britain. These young people from a pupil referral unit in London are both the actors and subjects of a new play. It's being staged by the Grass Market Project, a theatre company that takes a unique approach to drama, using real people as well as professionals.
Now, obviously, we've been on the roadside. We've seen things we shouldn't have seen, been through things we shouldn't have been through. Filming.
Cut there!
Jeremy Weller's the artistic director and the brains behind the project. He says acting comes naturally to these students.
When I come here and work with these young people here, all the clichés are present. Bad attitude, guns, the knives, the drugs. However, when you sit with them saying, why do you act like that on the street? They can tell you, well, you have to be like that. If you're not like that, it's like the jungle. You'll just get ripped to pieces. There's something about the way they've practiced their performance for so many years in their lives. The way they can turn the emotions on and drag you into their feelings.
I'm an angry child, feel me? We've come from broken homes and we still want to be able to say we still made something of ourselves and you're not allowing us to do that.
For Jeremy, it's all about creating powerful drama. But for some of these young performers, it's the first real chance they've had to express themselves. Take Stephanie.
I don't have anyone to sit and talk to about my life or about my issues, because really people don't care. So I just deal with it myself.
So do you think the fact that you've come from the kind of background you have means that you have more to say as an actress?
Yeah, I think I can reach out to a lot more people in the world than others can. Whereas I can actually draw on real emotion, other people are faking it.
This is where students are, their first experience of school in the day happens, and they have to sign in.
Giles Henry Stogden suffered verbal and even physical abuse in the 6 years he's been teaching at this pupil referral unit.
Most of them are from troubled backgrounds, broken families. Most of them have been in trouble with the police. Most of them have a criminal record.
How much of a challenge is it trying to get through to these kids?
The main problem is actually keeping them in the classroom. They're not just going to come in and sit down and start work. You have to find other ways.
Drama is one other way that's been getting through to the students, at least sometimes. When I visit one of the rehearsals, I find Jeremy alone. He's been waiting for the young actors to arrive for nearly 2 hours.
I'd say it's a head-banging challenge. You can see I don't have a lot of hair because you pull your hair out.
Luckily, Jeremy doesn't have to pull out too much of his hair because the young actors do eventually show up.
Right, girls, pay attention. We're off. Action, we're rolling.
When the play's finally ready later this year, it will be staged for an audience inside the pupil referral centre. Giles says that for his students, the product's less important than the process.
The mainstream education system spends most of the time putting down these young people. They're often very intelligent, very boisterous young people, but what they really need is to be shown that they do have some worthwhile qualities that can be used in a positive way.
Beckett would like that.
Chloe Hajimatheo there with that report.